It's been almost 6 months since some workers in the city of SeaTac got a raise to $15 an hour. But ground crew workers at the airport haven't received that raise because of a county judge's ruling. This week, the state Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether they should, in fact, get the higher pay rate. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
The Service Employees International Union and other labor groups sponsored Proposition 1 in SeaTac last year, and voters passed it by a narrow margin. One of their main aims was to elevate working conditions at the airport, especially for people who do the often overlooked jobs, such as handling baggage and pushing wheelchairs. But Alaska Airlines and some other businesses sued to block it, and a King County judge ruled that the ordinance does not apply at the airport. The judge said that's because the airport is controlled by the Port of Seattle, not the city of SeaTac. In a hearing set for this Thursday, the sponsors of Prop 1 will tell the state Supreme Court the ruling was flawed. Heather Weiner is a spokeswoman for SeaTac Committee for Good Jobs. She says the city's higher minimum wage should apply at the airport because it doesn't interfere with actual operations there.
There's nothing in what the voters approved in Prop 1 that has anything to do with airplanes taking off and landing. It's not as if the city of SeaTac all of a sudden said, we're going to put a mall in the middle of the runway.
State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a brief in support of the initiative sponsors, saying the airport workers should get the higher wage. About 4,700 people stand to earn more if the Supreme Court justices side with them. And Weiner says since the higher wage went into effect in January, the workers have lost out on a total of $15 million. Alaska Airlines and the other plaintiffs say state law is clear. The Port of Seattle has exclusive jurisdiction at the airport. The port has been working on its own plan to address wages and working conditions, but hasn't released a proposal yet. In May, Alaska Airlines announced that it's boosted starting pay to $12 an hour for workers who handle bags, refuel planes, and clean cabins. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.